Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. Mi left off Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to the story of Rabbi Rachana Chalash. Let's actually go back to the line before that, because it's going to be Rabbi Rachana Chalash is going to introduce an opposing opinion to what we had said at the end of yesterday's year. It's Barnami. Let's go back to the line before. Barnami Amar Rav Yehuda. Barnami, first words of the line. Amar Rav Yehuda, about 7 lines up on the bottom page. We've been discussing the topic when two shluchim come together with a get. They come as a pair of agents on behalf of the Baal to deliver a get. Over there, is there still a requirement to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, or do we say that since you have two aidim, the two shluchim are two aidim themselves that can mekayim the get, there's no need to declare b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, shnayim shevi get minir siyam, banan l'machaykes rabbi d'rabbanan. So we have a brace that backs up what we had just explained in the Gemara earlier, that when two shluchim come on behalf of the Baal to bring the get to wife, that's what the machlik is between Behuda and the Chamez. Behuda holds it's kasher. You don't need b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam in that case, because you can rely on these two shluchim to be aidim if need be. Whereas the Cham say no, you still need to declare b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. So that'll be according to Rav Yehuda that Meira, according to the Rabban and according to Chamim, even with two aidim, we still have to declare b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Says the Gemara story time. Rabbi Rachana Chalash, Rabbi Rachana took ill. Olagabeim. Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Lishulebe, Rav Yehuda and Rabbi came to visit Rabbi Chana, Bomine, and they asked the following Shaila. Shaila, this seems to be the extent of the fact that he was sick. This seems to be the whole relevance of the story. This is the point that he was sick is brought up and seems to have no further relevance in the story. However, Sherem Abtzal Malacha says, the point of the story is to show that even when this gadol was sick, and the people came to visit him, what did they do? They spoke in learning. That's what gedolim do. They speak in learning, even when nabachah. That's their comfort. That's their go-to schmoozing in learning, even when one is quite unwell. Okay. So Bamine, they asked him the following shaylo. Rabba and Rav Yehuda asked Rabba Chana, "Shnayim shivikem din nesiyam, shvirah shem v'fnei nechtam v'fnei nechtam." If two people bring get minas yam, do they have to declare v'fnei nechtam or not? I ain't shvirchin. Am lehem. So Rabba Chana said, "Ain't shvirchin that you don't have to declare it." Not like what we had a minute ago. Rav Yehuda was saying at least according to Chamim, they have to declare it. Rabba Chana saying you don't have to declare it. Why? Ma'il yemru v'fnei negirsha milam hemni. If the two Aidim would say that we saw get divorced, but they believe, of course they'd be believed. So it's just like they would believe as Aidim to say that she's divorced, so do they believe of here when they bring the get. We assume that the get is a kosher get. And again, even if someone comes as Ma'ar on the get, you always care of them too to verify the signatures. So Rabbi Chana is passing that we have two people as agents. You do not have to declare for Nechtav, whereas according to Behuda, he was saying that the Chum Liski would still have to declare for Nechtav Nechtav. Now, a little addendum to the story. Some say the reason why it was relevant that he was sick is for this part of the story. Adachi Asahu, Ahu top of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Ahu Chavra. Up to at that point, so a Chavra came in. Rashi explains what's Chavra, tap Rashi in the page. Parsoi. A Persian fellow came into the room. Shakla the Shaga Mekameh. And he grabbed away the lamp from in front of them. Amar Achmana. So Rabbi Chana says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana, Oy b'teiloch, either protect us in your like shadow, Oy b'tulu de ba'esav, or at least let us be in the shadow of ba'esav, meaning we'd rather be in the shadow of ba'esav who treat us better than these Persians treat us. Ask the word of the Memer Damrai, you tell me that Armai, which is ba'esav, Malu b'prasai, they treat us better than Persians. I have a Tanya Rechia, Maidich Siv, Helikim, Haven, Darka, Vu Yadas B'kayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the terrorist ways and know its place. What does it mean? Yedekash Baruch Hu she'enicham b'Yisrael she'enicham l'kabel b'gzeres aroimim amavigla is in the bubble. The reason why Klai Yisrael went into Gaul's bubble is because Kash Baruch Hu estimated really about Klai Yisrael realized they wouldn't be able to withstand a same gullus like that by the Amorim by Bnei Esav. So that's why they went to bubble. And he was saying that they were in bubble. When the Rabbi Chana was saying that I'd rather be under the jurisdiction of the Esav than of the Persians, says Mara, I'm a vegan bubble. Therefore, they call us bubble, not Tamarim. Like Kasha, Hamakami, Denisu Chavre the bubble, Halabasta the Asu Chavre the bubble. So the Mara answers that it depends. Before the Persians got to bubble, then Taka, the people from bubble, were not as difficult as Bnei Esav. Once the Persians got there, the people of Buffalo were worse than Bnei Esav, and that's what Rabbi Chana was referring to. A couple points on this Gemara. First of all, the Chavra came and took away the lamp. Why did he come take away the lamp? Jump into the Rashi, top line of the page, Shaka Shaka, Sheish Leparzim Yom Eid. They have this like holiday. Shemadlikim Elo Ba'isa Yom On that day, the only place you're allowed to light a lamp is in their base of Vaidazara. It was that day, and that day, since you only allowed to have a lamp in the base of Vaidazara, so they came and they chapter away the lamp, the light, that was by Rabbi Chana. It was that day. So some of the Farshim say, that day, this concept is where the concept of Nitlnach came about. Nitlnach, we know, is a question of exactly which day it is, the day that maybe Yeshua was born, or somewhere around those days, around that day, it's a holiday, and some had the meaning not to learn that night. Where did the minute come from? Not to learn that night. Where did the concept come from? Because this idea of Rashi's bringing. They used to have a rule that the only place that can have a lamp is there, based on Vaidazara. Anywhere else where there's a lamp could be punished for having a lamp. It's an affront to their holiday. If a Yid learns at night, what does he do when he learns at night? Of course, he needs a lamp. He needs a lamp to learn at night. So if they're going to learn at night, on Yom Edom, it was very dangerous to get in trouble by the Goyim because of having a lamp outside of their base of Vaidazara. That's where the danger started from. So they were Goyim not to learn those nights, because otherwise the Goyim came in and they tormented the Yid and they tortured them for having those lamps. That's where the concept of not learning Nitl came from. That's how some explain. Now Rashi says Chavroi, first Rashi at the page says Parsai. Chavroi were Persians, Rashi the Persians. Taisus, Chavroi the top Taisus, Taisus, Pishma Kuntrus, Chavroi and Persayim. Umakami das Chavroi the Bubble, Hainim Mekastim. It says later, before the Persians got the Bavel, before the Parsaim got the Bavel, before the Chavrei got the Bavel, Rashi and Rashi touched Chavrei to mean Persians. It means before, Mekasim, way back when, by before the days of, it's by Nebuchadnezzar, by Avil Mereda, Roshatzer, Kashal Ben Atam. Tal Korcha, I skipped the line. Tal Korcha Chavrei Lava in the Persian. Why? It's not the Persians. Damar Bekaparek Asor Yuchsin. We have it in a couple months from now, in the last parak of Kedushin. Hareini Parsaim. Daimon the Chayalis, Rabbi David. Hareini Chavroyim, Daimon Machavola. The Gemara within Kedushin describes the Chavroyim and the Parsoim as two different people. So the Persians are not the Chavroyim. Void, makes another Kasha, for Maria skipped to the Breeze Teretz. The Chavroyim, Hema Uma Achas, Shebabi Me Rabbi Echron, Ukashbala Bavel, Hirshia Esa Parsoim. So Taisus brings a whole nother Peshat from Rashi, that not that the Chavroim were actual Persians. Chavroim were this nations of the nation that came to Bavel, and they made bad the people, the distant people, the people already in Bavel, including the Persians already there. They made the Persians much more evil. They made them worse. The Chavroim caused the Persians to be more evil, and that's exactly what our Gemara was answering, that Hamakami Deboi Chavroi, Halabas Bechavroi, that the Persians were talking much lighter than the Me'esav, until these Chavroi came and they spoiled, they made them, they soured them, they made them much more difficult people. So again, Rashi is learning that the Chavroi are the Persians. Rabbi Taisa is learning, no, Persians were a separate people than Chavroi. Chavroim came and they spoiled the people of Babel, including the Persians, they spoiled the people of Babel and made them treat Klal Yisrael in a worse way. Okay.
The Chavroim were
Very good. You're saying that the story took place Chanukah time, and the Sharga, the lamp, was Chanukah time. So there is a discussion, back to that point about the lamp. I'm glad you brought it up. One more point. We spoke out that he was sick. Rabbi Chanan was sick, and we asked what's the relevance of him sick. We said from Sharm to Malacha that even when he's sick, the focus of their conversation was learning. Givaldi. Others want to say that it's a shtuka riot to the conversation. Gemara tells us that when a person shouldn't go be mevakar chayla, he shouldn't go visit the sick, not in the first 3 hours of the day, nor in the last 3 hours of the day. First 3 hours of the day is going to come, the other guy's going to be rested from a night of sleep, and he's going to look much better than he really is, and you're not going to have the same rachmanis when you daven. You see very clearly that part of the idea of going to visit the sick is seeing their matziv and going to daven on their behalf. So you're not going to daven properly because you're going to think he's better than he looks. By the end of the day, it'll be very shvach, and he's going to look so bad, you're not going to daven properly because you're going to kind of give up hope and think you can't get better. Therefore, you go to visit in the middle of the day. That's what the Gemara says about when you're supposed to go visit. Clearly over here, there's a concept of visiting Rabbi Chana at nighttime. There was a light, there was a candle lit. It must be, it was nighttime. So we see there is an idea. And the first one explained, that's not shver. There's two different reasons to go visit the sick. One is to take care of their needs. simply to back chayla to help them. Sometimes they don't have the strength to make themselves food, or they need something from outside, a medicine. They need something which they can't get a hold of, and you go there to go find out what they need, so to help them. That of course applies day and night. It doesn't make a difference. Whenever you're going to help them, you go to help them. If the other nikud is to go see his matzav and feel bad for him and daven for him, that's what the Gemara is referring to. That the best time for that is during the day. But for other needs, it makes sense to visit at any point when he may have needs, and therefore it makes sense to go even at night. But again, the fact that there was a shahr galit is an indication that there was a visitation happening at night. A separate point, totally agav, is on that Gemara that we say you don't go visit at a time where it looks very shvach because you're going to think it's worse than it is, you're not going to daven. So the first one discussed, is that the right mahalach? Meaning, is that just the metzias that people are going to think he's much worse than he is? He doesn't have a chance of getting better, and therefore they're not going to daven shtark? Is that just the metzias? But if other ones just still daven, just because the medicine says that the chachma of medicine says he can't get better, doesn't mean we stop davening. Avada, we still daven. Just the nature of a person is he won't, or this taka concept that a person who is terminally ill, a person that's clear, doctors say there's zero chance of recovery, that the tefillah should taka change, and the tefillah shouldn't be tefillahs of necessarily of getting better. That's daven for a nace, and we don't daven for nisim. Rather, the tefillah should be for the most comfort and the best possible in a situation, but not time for to get better. Again, that's also a discussion. Is it considered time for an ace, which we don't do? Or no, Lamaisa, we assume the doctors never know, nothing's ever guaranteed, and therefore you always could have an, again, that's a discussion on that topic. But to Uri's point, that perhaps the lamp has nothing to do with, you still don't light, you typically light only at nighttime, but perhaps it wasn't necessarily so late at night, per se. The whole point of the lamp was not for seeing. It was for Ner Chanukah. It was that time of year. Okay, nice pshat. Fine. So let's go further. Echad Eimer Fanei Nechtam, Ushnayim Eimer Fanei Nechtam. Kosher. It said the Mishnah. If one person says it was written in front of me, and two of them say it was signed in front of us, the lach is the gets kosher. Amar Bami Amar Beichanan. The Leishanu Ella Sheik Beitz Vidachas Ad Eid Ksiva. It only works if the get is in the hand of the one who says Eid Fanei Nechtav. Tenasu Kishnayim Alzeh. Because we know an eid echad that comes and says b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam is treated like two eidim. If he comes and makes the full declaration, he's treated like two eidim. So now, if I have an eid echad saying b'fani nechtav, singular, and I have two eidim saying b'fani nechtam, on the signatures, you don't need anything more. You have two eidim saying it was signed in front of us. You don't need the power of the b'fani nechtav being like two. B'fani nechtav being like two, you have two. But on the b'fani nechtav, you only have two, if you view if the person has this benefit of being neman to be declared for nechtav nechtav, which is if he's the shliach, you have that benefit. He's levi too. So says Rabbi Echron, we're talking about a case Tafka where he was the shliach, the one who said the singular one eight, who says b'fani nechtav, he was indeed the shliach, and that's as if you have two eidim on both. However, if the get is being produced by the aid that testifies by the signatures, and the aid that says b'fani nechtav is just stam an aid, and he's not the shliach at all, then possible be possible. Alma Kasav, the merchant points out, Rabbi Chaim has told, now this whole conversation is irrelevant if you only have two aidim achasima, or two aidim bringing, or two aidim that are bringing the get, b'chlal, you don't need to say for nechtav, because you have two aidim to verify whatever you need. That was the machlokes you start off with today between Rabbi Ruchana and Rabbi Yehuda from yesterday. So obviously, Rabbi Chaim subscribed to like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that even when you have two aidim bringing the two shluchim, bringing the get, you still need the declaration. Test Gemara, Amma Kasavish Taim Shavu Get Medina Siam, Tzrichin Shem Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav. You see clearly, Rabbi Yechon subscribes to the opinion that even if two shluchim bringing the get, they still have to declare Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav. Amalei Rav Asi. Elamei Atav, according to your outcome, according to what you just said, Reish Tutani Shnaim Shemim Fanei Nechtav, Ve'echram Fanei Nechtav. If two say it was written in front of us, and one say it was signed, we said it's be the machshir, Ask the Gemara question. Are you saying that even when they get yetz mitachas deishneim, it's being held by the two edim? Pasul rabbanon. The rabbanon going to say over there, it's pasul. Meaning the Rami's question is really going with the assumption that the main reason for the declaration of fanechtav is for lishma. It's for lishma. So if Rami's bothered that you're going to say that if you have two Eidim coming and saying about the Ksiva, that was the Shema, Fanei Nechtav, and one Eid saying Fanei Nechtav, you're going to say over there, even if it's two, the gets coming out of the hands of two Eidim, it's going to be puzzled by when you have that declaration for Nechtav, I'm really in. So, Rav Asi has the question of Ami. So, if Ami responds to Rav Asi, yes, Taka, that'll be the case. That would be the Halacha. If you, even when you have two Eidim holding the get, it doesn't change as shluchim, it doesn't change the requirement of b'fani nechtav, you still have to make a full declaration. It doesn't change the need to declare it because two levels. You need kiyum shtaris, and the fact that you have two edim here to be kaim it is still not going to be sufficient. Zimna ashkei yasvik amar that filu geitz betachas edechasima kasher. There was another occasion that Rav Asi found Rav Ami who was saying about the Mishnah that even if the get is coming out of the hands of the Eide Chasima, plural, the two Eidim on the signatures that testify about the Chasima, the Fanenu Nechtam, the Alech is that it's going to be Kasher. So Rav Ami says, Alma Kasavar Shnei Shavi Yom Yidin Siyam, Ein Tzuch Shem Fanenu Nechtam, Fanenu Nechtam. It sounds like we have two people holding the get, testifying about the signatures. You don't need the Befane Nechtav, even though it's one aid and presumably he wasn't the shliach, it's still going to be fine. So that's the opposite outcome. Amalev Asi El Me'ata. So now he asks the question the other way. El Me'ata Reish Tani Shaymar Mefanei Nechtav Echam Mefanei Nechtav Pasul. The Chum says it's pasul. Read the Machshir. Time and the reason why it's pasul according to Chumim is Ein Geyetz Betachas Yeshdem because there aren't two people holding the get. Hayetze Geyetz Betachas Yeshdem Machshir Abanan. But if there are two people holding the get, according to this, he's saying it would be kasher. If the two people that testify Befaneinu Nechtav, it was signed in front of us, we're holding the get, it would be two shluchim holding get, and according to what he's saying now, two shluchim holding get automatically is kasher. You don't even need the fanech fanechtav. He says back, indeed, amrle in. Aye, so now Rabbi, yes, but in the past, you said exactly opposite. Vazim l'amalan hachi, there are times we said the other way, amrle, yasid yi shleitamet. You're right. I've changed it from my original position, but this new position is yasid, it's like a peg. It's stark, it won't be removed again. I'm not going to switch back. Meaning, right now, my final opinion is that I'm subscribing to the idea that two people who bring a get from a shluchim medinas yam would not have to declare for nechtam. They would be because they're two edim alone. That would be sufficient, and they would not have to make a declaration like Rabbi Brachan had said earlier today. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, like the shita that when you have the shita of Rabbi Chana that two edim, two shluchim is enough with ap for nechtam. And indeed, Rambam paskins like this yasad shleitamet, like this yasad that shouldn't be moved. Rambam paskins the way. It is interesting that the tour does not pass that way so much. The tour has some issues which way we paskin, but Rambam says clearly paskins like Rabbi Chana, like we're saying the second version of Rav Asi that. Of Rav Ami, that we say that if you're two edim bringing it, you no longer have to declare b'faneinu nechtav, b'faneinu nechtav. Zok the Mishnah. Nechtav b'yayim v'nechtav b'layla. What if a get was written by day and signed, nechtav b'yayim v'nechtav b'yayim. It was written by day and signed the same day. B'layla. Or the get was written at night, v'nechtav b'layla, signed at night. Or b'layla nechtav b'yayim. Even if it was written at night, and signed the next day, but we know Jewish days, the day follows the night, all the same day. On the calendar, all three of these cases are, the get was written and signed on the same day, kasher. The halach is that these get to know all kasher, meaning we're not concerned about being the zman of the get being misrepresented because it all happened on the same day. However, what if the get was written by day, and when the presumption is the day it's written, of course you're writing the date of that day. And then it was only signed the following night. So the get certainly wasn't given until at least the next day. It was only signed that night. Puzzle. It's possible because it's get what we call get muktam. It's a predated get. In this case, it's only a day early, but it's early. It's dated earlier than the get took place. Reb Shimon Machshir. Reb Shimon says, no, it's fine. A predated get is a get muktam is kasher. Shei Reb Shimon Aimer, kol getin. Shei nechtavu b'yayim nechtavu b'layla. Any shtaris. Getin of him shtaris. Any shtaris that were written by day, signed by night, they're taka puzzle. Predated normally does puzzle. He's masking that in general, regular transactional shtaris. Predated loans are going to be a puzzle. However, because we have issues, we'll see in the Gemara. However, chutz b'gidin hashem, when it comes to get of an isha, predated is not a problem. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Zakti Gemara. Itmar. But b'matzikin is b'gidin. Why were they misakin azman by gittin? Rebbechon Amar Mishim Basa Chaysay. Beishlokish Amar Mishim Peiris. We have two malachim. First of all, the truth is, before we even see the Gemara's two malachim, let's jump into the Taisvis, third wide line of Taisvis, Mipnei Matik Nuzman, the Gittin. Taisvis asks, speaks out on the Gemara's question, why would Misak Nuzman get? Taisvis, I'll tell you a very simple reason. The halacha is that the husband is entitled to Peiris, close man they're married. Let's say, look, once they're divorced, he's not entitled to Peiris. The husband went and sold the rights to Peiris. The wife's going to bring her get to the buyer and say, yeah, it's very nice you bought my husband's rights to the Paris, but we've been divorced already for 6 months. All the Paris for 6 months you owe to me, give back to me. So if you have a predated get, she's going to be able to collect back from earlier. So that could make a problem with the lekuchas. So why don't we say that's the reason? So Taisus, what's the name of the kinas man shekei shiduchu leitzi isha min abal mezainus? No, sorry, Taisus, that's opposite. What I just explained is Reish Lakish's explanation. In Reish Lakish explains that is indeed the reason why you can't have a pre-dated get is because she's going to take the payrus from the buyer early. That is Reish Lakish's explanation. Taisus asks, why don't we say a different shah? Why don't we say that the lach is the husband's mechuyif to give mezainus to the wife? If she goes and borrows money to sustain herself while they're married, he has to pay her back or pay back those debts. So we want to know the exact zman of the get in order to know till when she can collect money from the zaynus from the baal. Maybe that's why you write zman of the get. Taisus says very simple. So why don't we say that's the reason for zman of the get to know till when she's entitled to zaynus? Taisus answers because she's always done with the migu. That wouldn't be a reason to have zman of the get. You know why? Because if she wants to collect from zaynus. And she says, we got divorced at this date. Until this date, I'm owed money. She's going to be believed. Why is she always going to be believed? Because she has a major ticket in her pocket. She could take the get and hide it and say, we're not divorced. She could say, we're not divorced. We're not even divorced. And if we're not divorced, that you, Mr. Husband, owe me mezainis till right now. So Migu, she could demand that she is owed mezainis till right now. She's believed to say till when she's owed mezainis, and therefore you wouldn't need the zman and the get to prove that point. You'll say, what do you mean? She doesn't want to bury the get and say she's not divorced because then she won't have an opportunity to get married, remarried. So the first explain, no, that's not fair. She's going to hide the get until she goes to the courts and collects the mezainis that's owed to her. And then once she has her money paid back from the baal mezainis, she can then pull out the get and get remarried. So she has an eitz in her pocket, therefore, als mezainis, als being paid mezainis, that can't be the reason for the takana of zman in the get. So back to the Gemara. So why would they misak zman for a get? Rabbi Yechon says, Mishim basachaysay, and Reish Lakish says, Mishim peiris. We already explained Reish Lakish, als peiris, that means that she's going to go collect prematurely, she's going to collect peiris from the lekuchas that bought the peiris off her husband, she's going to have a predated get that says she was divorced a month earlier than she was divorced, she's going to be able to collect steal peiris, mezainis, the peiris from those buyers for the month, and that's a problem, therefore you can't have pre-dated get. That's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, no. The issue is that maybe she'd be mezana. And if she's mezana, she's chayiv. She could be chayiv. Skila, if she's a Nair Rasa, Chenek, if she's older than that, she could be chayiv capital punishment for being mezana. What's the husband going to do? Because he has pity on her, he's divorcing her, he's upset that she was mezana, but he doesn't want her to be killed. He's going to predate the get prior to when the Edom are saying the zuz took place, and that's going to protect her. So he's scared that he's going to fool around with when they really got divorced in order to save her from her punishment that's due to her, and therefore we say you need a zman in the get. The lashon of why Basachay's sister, his niece, is because it was common. It was praiseworthy back then. The Gemara says that a person marries his sister's daughter because there's a couple of reasons. First of all, there's similarities in the family, so that it's going to lead for a healthier marriage. Plus, it was very hard, like it is today still, hard to marry off the daughters. So he's doing his sister a favor by marrying his sister's daughter. It was a big favor to his sister, and by the same token, now that Nebuchadnezzar is mezana, he's doing a big favor for his niece by saving her by predating the get. And therefore, predating. If there would be no date in the get, he would just give her a get, no date, and she'd say, I was divorced at the time of that of the znus. By being mechayev to have a date in the get, it takes away that possibility of falsely getting rid of the znus or of collecting from the payers, from the lekuchas. Says Gemara, Reish Lakish by Tam Lamikar, Rabbi Yechon. Why is Reish Lakish not saying Rabbi Yechon about the concern of znus? Amalach will tell you, znus is shchiyah. Reish Lakish will tell you that znus is not common, znus is not shchiyah. So therefore, you don't have to make a takana over here of zman in the get because of znus. Rabbi Yechon, by Tam Lamikar, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon, why does Reish Lakish at the gzera is because of payers? So the Gemara is very geshmak. Rabbi Yechon holds that the baal is still indeed entitled to payrus until the get is actually given. So what's your problem that there's going to be an earlier date? She's going to wrongly collect from the lekuchas. Says Teisvis. Says Rashi. Top line of the page. Hilchos zman ksivas get le mahani midi. It doesn't help. It doesn't help when she comes to collect with this get with a date in it. You know why? The get says date X. The lekuchas will tell her, we don't care when the get was written. Until your husband delivered the get to you and you're actually divorced, he was entitled to the payrus, and therefore what we bought from him is a valid purchase. You have to bring a proof with Edim about Masira, when the get was actually given, you know, you're being approved. So Zman's not helping for that anyway. And therefore, that can't be the reason for the cut of Zman Beget, where Shlakish holds that the Zman won't help for the payers because the Kruchas, the Baals, are entitled to payers till the get's actually given. So Reish Lakish, we said, doesn't like Rechon, because the old Znus is not Shriach, it's not common. And we wouldn't make a Zera of Zman and a get, like Rechon says, because of the concern of Znus and protecting the knees. We wouldn't make a Zera because Znus is not common. Jump into the top Taisvis, Znus isn't common. We had the first Mishnah Mesechtas Ktuvos, Ktuvos Avbeis. A psula nisses demarvi. A psula gets married on the Wednesday night. Why? Because the bezins were in session on Mondays and Thursdays, and in case the Baal was lematz psulim, he can right away, while his anger is still burning, while he's still upset about not finding psulim, he can go to bezdin and he can go and bring his taina that she wasn't psula, and so on and so forth. And they can take care. They can try to even aid them, try to take care of the issue to find out what the story of there was. But the whole gezera is based on a concern that this psula was not a psula, namely she was mazana. So what are you saying over here? Zusa shliach. The whole concern over here is that she, the whole takana and ketuvos avbeis is for znus. I told me znus isn't shliach. So Taisa gives two answers. Taisa's first answer is that right away the first word is Taisa. Znus with edim and asra, that's not common. I mean, the whole nafkin is in Rechanan is that by giving her a get without a date, it'll save her from capital punishment. Why should I have capital punishment? It must be those edim and asra. That's not common. Znus unfortunately takes place. And the fact that this girl won't be a psula, it happens, and therefore we make it to cut in ksuvos avbeis. But znus with edim and asra, that she's chayav capital punishment, that's very uncommon, and therefore, for that, Reish Lakish holds, you wouldn't make a takana. That is Taisa's first teretz. Taisa's second teretz is that there's a huge chiluk between the case in ksuvos and our case. In our case, let's say she was mazana. Let's say indeed she was true, she was mazana. And she's chayav capital punishment. So if you allow a get not to have a date, he'll give her a get. She'll claim the get came before the znus, and she'll get off the hook. Okay, so we're not happy that justice wasn't carried out, that she didn't get her capital punishment, but the biggest avla comes out, if you wouldn't have zman, is that there would be an isha that was chayv misa, misa's bezin, and didn't receive the misa's bezin. Again, not a great thing, but not the end of the world. By ksubis, if she was taka mazana while she was under erison, she's usher to him. Every time he lives with her forever, is an isser. So over there, essentially what Taisa saying is, even if it's less shchiach, over there we make a takana, because the ramifications, if she was mazana, ramifications are such that is an isser every time they have tashmish in the future, that's a much bigger concern than over here. What's the ramifications? Essentially what we're saying is, in both cases, this may not be so shchiach. But over here, the concern that even though the tzad does happen is, what are we doing wrong? We didn't kill her and we can kill her. Okay. Whereas in ksubis, it would be a constant issue of an isser with her, of being with her, and therefore over there, it makes sense to make a takana, even if it's not so common, it makes sense still to make a takana in that case. Okay, says the Gemara further. Bishlama the Reish Lakish. Mishabachi kamachshir Reb Shimon. El Reb Yechran, my time Reb Shimon the machshir. Bishlama according to Reish Lakish, who is saying it's a vert of Paris. And we had in the Mishnah that Reb Shimon was machshir by a get muktim. So the Gemara later on is going to explain the reason why Reb Shimon's machshir is because Reb Shimon holds once the husband sets his eyes to divorce his wife, then the husband loses the payrus. So opposite what we're saying from Bechan. We're saying Bechan holds that the Baal is payrus all the way until Shas Asina, right? That's why Bechan didn't hold the Reish Lakish's pshat. We're saying now in the Tana, in Reb Shimon holds that the second the husband has a mind to divorce his wife, he loses the right to the payrus. So even if the get was only given later, but his das to divorce was earlier, indeed, the husband loses the payrus earlier, and she does have a right to collect from the lekuchas. And that's what Reb Shimon holds. I'm not worried about his zman by get, because we're not worried about, Reb Shimon says, his zman by get, even if the zman is muktim in our Mishnah, even if you wrote the get on day one of the month, and the get was only given on day 30, still it's not a problem, because what's he concerned? Payrus? She gets back to payrus. The husband's not entitled to payrus from the date of the get, even though it wasn't given, because the fact that he wrote a get shows that it was in his das to divorce her. Says the Gemara, that whole shot works according to Reish Lakish, who learned the whole issue of the get being early or late or not being dated is issue of payrus. So Reb Shimon holds that there's a different halacha gabbai payrus, namely that the isha is entitled back to the payrus from when he decided to divorce his wife. It makes sense. Reb Shimon is going to argue on the chumim in our Mishnah, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says payrus isn't a concern, he argues on the whole concept is that payrus, the entitlement to payrus exists until the get is actually given, and the concern is a concern of znus. According to Rabbi Yechanan, what's pshat? Reb Shimon argues in our Mishnah, says Gemara Amalach, Rabbi Yechanan say, "I'll leave the Reb Shimon like Kamina, Kikamina, leave the Rabbanu." You're right. Ella Rebbechon, I think it skips. My time with Rebbe Shimon, the Machshir, according to Rebbechon, what's Rebbe Shimon that's Machshir? Then Rebbechon's the answer, you're right, I can't fit with Rebbe Shimon. Rebbechon, my comment was not going to court Rebbe Shimon. I leave Rebbe Shimon like Kamina, I wasn't talking Rebbe Shimon, I'm talking to Chamim. He Kamina, leave Rabbanon. According to Chamim, is my explanation that the verse is Al-Snus, but according to Rebbe Shimon, it wouldn't fit. Bishlam Rebbechon, how do you take Rebbe Shimon? The Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand that that gufa is the machlekes between the chamim and Rabbi Shimon. The chamim are worried about the payers, and Rabbi Shimon is not. That's where the point of machlekes is. But according to Reish Lakish, what's the point of contention machlal between Rabbi Shimon and the chamim? Meaning, why are you saying that Reish Lakish was explaining that the reason why you need a zman machlal in a get is because if you don't have a zman, you can mess up the kuchas, she'll collect payers early for the kuchas. But we don't see why a predated, you have a zman, and our mission, we said, you wrote the date today, and the get wasn't given to tomorrow, it's no good. What's pshat in that machlekes? What's the connection between predated, between payers, and the fact that a day early is going to be a problem? What's, has that machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon? What's the point of contention between Reb Shimon and the Chamim? The Gemara says fairly simple that the payers that were sold in between the writing of the get and the signing of the get, in between the writing and the signing, from the Reb Shimon holds that from the writing already the wife is entitled to the payers, the husband's no longer entitled. Whereas according to Chamim, it's not from the time the get was written; it's only from the time the get was signed. That would be the point of contention. Meaning they both agree that from when the get was signed, from when the get was completed, the wife is entitled to the payers, the husband's lost the payers. The shaila is, how early does it start that the husband doesn't have payers? Reb Shimon says it starts even from the Shas Ksiva. So those payers, let's say he started writing the get on the first of the month, and not the get was delivered. The get wasn't even signed and completed till the end of the month, so those payers of that month, according to Reb Shimon, belong to the wife already because the get was already written, whereas according to Chamim, those payers still belong to the Isha. Says the Marv Ev Chashminilu, but we learned opposite, meaning in terms of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish's opinions. Ditmar, Memes Amisi of the Paris, from when do we take away the Nechzim Luk from the husband, or the stuff that the husband sold to others? When do we take it away and give it to the Isha? From which point? Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, Siva, Rabbi Yechon says from when the get was written. Rish Lakish Rish Lakish from when the get was given. Opposite from what we had earlier, Marv says, Epech, flip it, you're right. You have to flip it and say, Rabbi Yechon says, Mishas, the Nesina, Rish Lakish is the one that says, Mishas Aksiva. I'll be a Bayelar Basif. Gimel Gittim Sum, three Gittin are puzzled. There's a Mishnah that comes up on Daf Pevav in later in this Pesachta. Three Gittin are puzzled. Vimnitzis Avad Kasher. The three Gittin that are puzzled, that the Chatchila, the Gittin should not be used, they are not kosher Gittin. But if a woman gets remarried on the power of one of these Gittin, has a child, the child's kosher. You don't make the child a mamzer because the whole thing is Xer Darbanan, and therefore the child's going to be kosher. Maha'ilu Chametekanasam. So the question is, Abai Esrebesif, these three Gittin, they're saying that they're kosher, lays b'dieved, and the vad's kosher. If that's the case, what the chum help with the takana? What the chum help with the takana? One of these three Gittin are our case. The point is, one of these three Gittin is a get that has Edom had signed the get and doesn't have a zman. You have a get that was signed by Edom and didn't have a zman, which is our sigya. And no zman in the get at all. You're saying don't use it, but if you use it, the vad is kosher. If the vad's going to be kosher, then what the chum help with the takana? You're not enforcing it. The Gemara says in simple terrence, anu the chila tenasi. What do you mean with the chum help? They made a takana that it's no good the chatchila to use such a get, and therefore people who listen will not get married the chatchila. But b'di'evan, we're saying it's still kosher. Says Gemara, gazi lizman didei viav nilei. Let's say the husband cuts out the zman and gives the wife a get. And the reason why he would do that, cut of the zman, would be either to protect her from chabas chayzei, from znus that she did, or to give her the ability to go collect from the kuchas. My, what's lach in that case? Meaning, you're saying that a get that was written without a zman, b'diev is okay, legabe, the child's not going to be a mamzer, because b'diev it is a kosher get. The chamim didn't take the takana so far to say that, it's possible even b'diev. So what's going to be if the husband cuts out the date, if he's going to cut out the date, what's going to be legabe, which allows her to either get saved from Znus, or collect from the Lekuchas, what's going to be in that case? Do we say that when he's purposely circumventing the whole idea of the Gzer of Zman, is that worse or not? Amalei, L'ramei L'chashinan. We're not concerned about such a case. Meaning, you're right, in such a case, Taka, we wouldn't say that the whole Takara was the Chathchila, but the Ev is good. In such a case, we would perhaps say that even the Ev is no good. But we're not going to make a gezerah for such a case. We're not so concerned that a person is going to have a get written with his man, and then once it's all signed, they're ready, and give it to the wife even, he's going to help her and get rid of this man. We're not concerned that he's going to do that, and therefore, we don't make a takana for such a case. Says the Gemara, Kasav by Shavua. What if the get was written and the date was not specific to the date. It was specific to the Shavua, means the 7-year cycle of Yevil, or Shana Chayde Shabbos. What if he simply wrote the year that gets taking place, the month, or even the week, but you didn't write the day? My, did he fulfill the obligation of dating again or not? Amar Lein Kasher. Rabbi says Tabaye, that's Kasher, even though he didn't write the Zman perfectly to the exact date. That's sufficient. Ask Gemara Ma'achum Tekantam. What does it help the Tekana? Chayra, you don't have the exact date. Gemara says it helps to an extent. Anu l'shvu de kamei l'shvu de asrei. When it comes to Shemitah, the 7-year period helps to at least eliminate the prior Shemitah or the Shemitah that comes after, and so on and so forth, with all the other. The week before, the week after, and so on and so forth. Because the Rabbi Yitzchak just points out that if you're not going to say such a logic, even within a day, a husband can find out that his wife is mezana today, go write her get today. The get's only going to say the date of today. It's not going to say the zman, the hour of the day. And now that she has a get, she'll still be saved from being capital punishment from znus, because the get's dated today, and there's no indication what took place first, the get or the znus. So there's always going to be an option that even with writing a date, you still can somewhat circumvent it. And therefore, even though there was a better option of a date to write, if you wrote the date of a week, the week, the month, the year, even the Shemitah, it's still going to be good. When you write a date, any specific date, it's to eliminate the day before and the day after. So to Achanami Hanel Shavu Kamei L'Shavu D'Basrei. It helps for the year, the Shemitah after and the Shemitah before, or the month after, the month before, the year after. It helps for those denominations of time, even though it's not so specific. Pause over here and pick up later, Mitzvah. We'll have another daf later on every Shabbos to cover Shabbos' daf.